Charlie Wilson's War is a film about how the U.S. armed the Afghan Mujahideen to fight the Soviets during the Cold War. So it may seem surprising that the movie has been nominated for 5 Golden Globe Awards in the musical or comedy categories. Charlie Wilson's War is not a musical, but Bob Mondello says it does have its share of laughs.
We first see Texas Congressman Charlie Wilson watching Dan Rather on TV while lounging in a hot tub with naked chorus girls. As played by Tom Hanks, Wilson is a good old boy, a backslapping, joke-telling, hard-drinking politician. But he has a keen political mind, and even surrounded by babes in a hot tub, he can't help wondering why Dan Rather is wearing a turban on a newscast. So when he gets back to his office, he requests a CIA briefing and gets it from Agent Gus Avrakotos, played by Philip Seymour Hoffman, who arrives looking shabby and carrying a bottle.
You drink?
Oh, God, yeah.
Well, should we try? This scotch is going to release sarin gas when I open it.
Well, I don't think so, but open it over there.
Not a guy like you getting to the agency.
What, you mean a street guy?
You ain't James Bond.
You ain't Thomas Jefferson, so let's call it even.
The deal.
Since there's no other reason I should be here, let's assume it's because I'm very good at this.
This is figuring out what the Soviets are doing in Afghanistan, and someone else who's good at it is Texas socialite Joan Herring, played by Julia Roberts.
You preside over a secret and unlimited budget for the 3 agencies you would need to conduct a covert war. Isn't that right?
I also have seats at the Kennedy Center.
Isn't that how you were able to double the CIA budget for black approps in Afghanistan just by saying so?
Why are you only asking me questions you already know the answers to?
Why is Congress saying one thing and doing nothing?
Well, tradition mostly.
Doing nothing, even if it's tradition, wasn't Wilson's style, apparently. He arranged secret backing for the Mujahideen in what ended up being their victorious holy war against the Soviets without anyone much noticing at the time, except journalist George Kreil, who spent some 13 years writing a book about how Wilson did it. Aaron Sorkin has now adapted that book as an almost continuous rush of uproarious chatter about everything from Texas party etiquette to Pakistani sarcasm. He also has great fun with the tag-team act that Charlie and Gus develop to, say, persuade a Jewish arms dealer to supply weapons for Muslim fundamentalists.
Will you help us help them shoot down these helicopters?
Yes, I mean. But I don't like this guy.
I know how you feel.
What happens now?
You come with us to Cairo.
This meeting is going to be unprofessional.
Oh, absolutely. We'll be talking to the deputy defense minister while his boss gets a belly dancer in front of Charlie's.
What?
A good friend of mine back in Texas is a well-known belly dancer. It's always been her dream to perform in Egypt, so she's our way in. While she's dancing for the defense minister, we'll be talking to the deputy.
Oh, my God.
Nah, she's supposed to be good.
What makes all of this jaw-dropping is that it actually happened, but what makes it entertaining is that director Mike Nichols gives it a satirical spin in the retelling. After a whole fall of serious films about the Middle East, it's easy to imagine this story ending up lumbering and preachy. But with Nichols at the helm, Charlie Wilson's War flies by, barely 90 minutes, powered by sharp performances, a sophisticated script, and a light touch even when it comes to the story's central irony— how that the enemy of my enemy is my friend thing played out a few years later. Imagine trusting an audience to figure that one out for themselves. I'm Bob Mondello. ¶¶